A political watchdog group, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and others are suing the elections board. They're trying to cancel a $14 million contract between the state and the private firm Accenture. The lawsuit says the board needed to approve the voter list contract, and not just the board's executive director, Kevin Kennedy. At a meeting in Brookfield, the board spent 2 hours reviewing the procurement process, then voted to back the way the board staff had acted. Elections board member Gordon Mize, speaking by telephone, said he wants the board's position made clear.
I think the motion is intended to reflect our involvement in the procurement process, our assent to each stage of the process that was described, and our concurrence in Kevin signing it.
The board's action disappoints an attorney for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, Glenn Stoddard.
Our view is that the same problem still exists, that what happened, happened. And as much as they'd like to try to characterize it differently now and put a positive spin on it and ratify it after the fact, you know, the court will have to look at the facts as they are, not as the election board members would sort of like to see them in hindsight.
Stoddard made an unusual move for an attorney involved in a lawsuit against an agency. He appeared before the board and asked them to hold a public hearing on the contract issue. After the vote confirming the staff's action, some elections board members revealed they're concerned about Accenture's progress on the contract. There'll be a meeting with the company later this week, and a contingency plan is being developed if the contract is canceled. The state of Kansas recently pulled the plug on its voter registration list deal with Accenture. The Democracy Campaign says it's not surprised to hear the Elections Board has some worries. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Brookfield.